Good evening, good evening. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Boy, have I missed you guys. I have been traveling and I am home for the next week, and I have spent the last 2 days resting, resting my mind, resting my body. And so I want to encourage you. If you are working a lot, if you are traveling a lot, please, please, please make sure that you take time to rest. And I mean really, really rest. I'm not a big TV watcher, but I have been able to catch up on a few shows. And so that's been quite nice. But as I have been resting, I was sitting thinking like, man, I need to think of some other activities that I can do with the kids this summer, right? And, you know, there's an age difference with my children, one in middle school and one preschool. So I was like, okay, what are some things that we can do, right, outside of just the traveling and at no cost, right? Because we know that everything is going up. Inflation is real, guys. I don't care what your occupation is. Inflation is so real. And so as I was sitting thinking for myself, I was like, you know what? I need to share these ideas with others as well. And so that is what we're going to talk about tonight. I came up with 15 no-cost summer activities that you could do with your child, your children, your nieces, nephews, grandkids, and even if you're a babysitter, right? These are just some things that you can do at no cost. And I definitely plan on trying some of these out starting as early as tomorrow, okay? So I put them in categories based on the type of child that, you know, not that these encompass all children, right? But, you know, you do have your indoor kids. You do have those who love the outdoors, and you do have those, you know, who are like very social. You have those that are introvert. And so I was just thinking about keeping those things in mind with this list. So here we go. This first activity, it is outdoors, but y'all, I'm 46. So if you remember like I do, laying in the grass and watching the clouds and like looking at different animals and trying to figure out like what shapes and stuff you see, that is something that we don't really hear about anymore, or that we really don't even do ourselves, right? And so I was like, man, that'd be something cool to do. Now I would lay on the grass in this day and age, you know, free flowing with all the different things we have going on. But I would most definitely get a blanket, lay it down, and just lay there with the kids and just watch the clouds. Look at the clouds. Find different shapes and stuff, right? And if you want to kind of add like a little extra layer to it, a little educational layer, because, you know, I'm all about educating the kids, right? Have them write a short summary about what they saw. If it's one that's, you know, less, you know, I'm going to say from like 1, 2, 3, you know, not writing yet, 4, right? Hey, just tell me about the things that you saw. What was your most favorite, you know, shape or animal that you saw, and tell me why. Okay, so that could be something cool to do, and it's like at no cost. Another thing could be like a do-it-yourself water park. I live in Charlotte. We have Great Wolf Lodge, a few other places, but first thing that comes to mind is Great Wolf Lodge, and it is expensive. And so if you're not trying to spend that kind of money for like a day or a few nights around, you know, at a water park, then most definitely create one yourself. Get you a hose, right? The things we used to do when we were younger, get a hose, get some sprinklers, right? If you have those things already, and just start like fill it up with a bucket of water, get the balloons and put water in it, and just start throwing water at each other. You can do it in your yard, you can go to a park, and just really have fun. Let them, you know, douse you in water and you guys laugh and have fun. There's exercise in there. I see that it says I have slow connection. There's exercise in there because you are definitely running, so you don't get wet. If you're like, hey, that sounds fun and cool, we got a lot of chores and stuff to do, hey, add the chores and the responsibility piece to it and wash your car. And while you're washing the car, throw, you know, water on each other. Or if you have a garden and flowers and different things, hey, while we're watering the flowers or whatever out here or our garden, guess what? I'm gonna spray you with the water. And you guys can have a lot of fun that way. Set up a little obstacle course outside. So this is, you know, you see a lot of athletes do it in the gyms, on the football fields, soccer fields, whatever. But it's something you can actually do in your own yard with ropes and balls, cones, you know, whatever. Get some toys and put them outside. And you can use that to, like, one, it's exercise. But two, like, make it a little friendly competition. You know, the adult against the kids or whatever. And you're, you know, trying to see who fastest. Again, exercise is encompassed in there. And you're teaching them something fun and exciting of how you can make something like an obstacle course fun, right? And again, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of a competition nowadays anyway. Something else with outside, like don't forget about those games like Jack Rocks. You know, where you had to bounce the ball and you have to pick up the rocks, bounce the ball, you pick up the rocks. Or pick up the straw. I cannot think of the name of that game. I don't believe it's pick up the straw. But where you have the straws are all laid out and you're trying to like pick them up without dropping. That is something fun and exciting that you guys can do. Kickball, racing, soccer, basketball. Like all those things. Like those are things that you could do outside that are again built in for fun, for exercise. And it doesn't cost a thing. Now, last but not least, this is for those who love, these are like for my future scientists, those who love like the bugs and the insects. You could, I remember being young and going around chasing the lightning bugs, which we don't see anymore, and that's concerning, right? But you can actually go out there and like look for bugs and insects and say, hey, let's take some notes about what we find. If you have an opportunity to like print out some what do we call them? It's like the scientific notation or like experiment sheets that we use. Use that and take notes on what you found about bugs or insects, right? And make it fun and educational. That's for those that like the bugs and stuff. I've seen quite a few of my classmates and others that I know on my feed with finding snakes. I used to love snakes. Not so much anymore. And so not sure if, you know, that's something you would be interested in doing or even having your kids around. But again, just going outside for an adventure of looking for different bugs and insects is something that is no cost, it's educational, and it can be a lot of fun. All right. This one is kind of like something I was thinking about, and I've done it in the past as a teacher. And it's something that I'm like, hey, I really want to expose my kids to more community work, to more kindness activities. And so you could write a note, write several different notes, and take them to nursing homes. Take them to the hospital. I would say schedule visits, of course, and just go and sit for a moment. Or if nothing else, just handing them a note of kindness and a huge hug goes a very long way. Again, stuff that I used to do, and then, you know, as you get older and busy, it becomes those things that are, like, forgotten. But I think that is there's no think. It is a very good way to show kindness, to teach kindness to your children. And it goes a long, long way in encouraging others, especially in a time like what we are facing right now. You can also cook and bake with one another. If you are a person that loves to be in the kitchen, definitely want to make sure that you are, you know, honing in on your skills and as well as the children's skills as well. And so find something fun and quick to bake. And make or cook together. That can always be fun. Start a little flower fight. Again, things are a lot more expensive, and so you definitely don't want to be wasteful with throwing flour and stuff around everywhere. But most definitely, you know, just a little sprinkle here or there could be exciting. I'm very big on scheduling play dates, and I do it for a few reasons. I am a single mom, right? And I love to get with my girls, especially with us having such busy schedules as professional women. And so we always try to find time and ways to schedule in play dates for our kids. And that could be, hey, I'm coming to your house, you know, a rotation of houses where the parents get an opportunity to kind of connect and be around adults and talk about things outside of work. And it's an opportunity for the kids to kind of get together and hang out, especially kids if they're all around the same age. You could take them to the park. It could be a walk. Whatever you choose, never discount a good old play date, okay? For you that have those kids that are like that have a very big imagination, right? Some things that you could do with them is always, my go-to is always going to be pretend play. I remember back in the day, it used to be cops and robbers and pirates and stuff. I don't know about the cops and robbers nowadays, but definitely like pirate, chef, teacher, some things that you could, you know, do, anything that's in the field, that's something that they want to do when they grow up. You can play that, firefighters, you know, whatever, just pretend play is always fun, and you get an opportunity to do some little acting chops, because you never know what it can produce. You never know when you expose your children or kids that are in your life that you work with, you never know what exposure could do for them. It provides an opportunity for them to see the world in a different way. You talk to them about, allow them to see other occupations outside of the ones that they normally hear about, right? I travel a lot, and I love that I can take my kids with me on like most of my travel. It's an opportunity for them to see the world, and I think that is an awesome teacher in itself. And so then about this one is this segment is not about traveling or any of those things, but never discredit these little fun activities that you can do and what it could ignite in your child, okay? Experiments. Now, depending on the age of your child, it determines whether they've entered the phase of science fair projects, right? Typically middle school. You might have a little something going on in elementary school, but science experiments, period, can be a lot of fun, especially if you know in advance and not like those last minute, you know, mommy, I have a project due tomorrow kind of thing. But they can be a lot of fun. Volcanoes are very popular. Kids love to make slime. You can go on YouTube and find countless videos on things that you could do with your kids over the summer when it comes to experiments. But have fun with it. Like, when I keep stressing the fun piece, because I really believe that we have become so programmed and everything has to be serious. Oh my goodness, you better not mess this up. They're not turning it in. They're not turning it in, okay? So have fun with it. If you get slime all over the place, then so be it. You have slime all over the place. If the volcano erupts in a way that you didn't think it would, then guess what? You got little volcano pieces, and you can laugh about it with your children, right? And probably go back and look and be like, uh-oh, we missed a step. Something we used to do with my mom's sheets and blankets growing up, and pillowcases, build a fort all over the house, or if nothing else, in the living room, maybe in the backyard, or get a tent or something, and just like have fun. Like, this, you know, this is our fort, and we're gonna play, we're gonna watch TV or whatever in here, and just have fun building and making stuff. You never know, again, what you're pulling out of your child. My son can build about anything. And I can tell you, I'm not gonna discredit myself. I can build things as well. I choose not to, because I know for me, I need to stay in a feminine space, or my poor husband, right? And so I choose to stay in a feminine place, but I do know how to put some things together. But my mother absolutely loves it. It is fun for her. And so even at a very young age for my son, and this is absolutely unequivocally no exaggeration, from like the age of 2, he has been building things with my mom, and he has a love for it. So no matter what I get, my entire office, my son put together. He enjoys it. He's like, hey, mama, big box is coming in. I got you. And he does. And nothing has fallen apart. It is all working, right? And so don't discredit exposure, because you just never know what you're awakening in your child. I'm almost done, guys. Some extra things that you can do. Make a vision board for your child. They can do one individually for themselves or as a family. Cut out different pictures and stuff, and like explain the importance to them of goal setting. You know, yes, we're having fun doing these things and making this vision board, and this is goal setting. These are things that you're saying that this is what you want to achieve at a certain point in life, right? Or that we want to achieve as a family at a certain point. And if you really want to be extra with it, you can tie in some budget things there as well. I'm a true believer, whether you are really good with money or not, either way, there's something to learn from that, right? And so you can talk to the kids and say, hey, you said that you want to go to another country. Well, let's start looking at the prices of that, and then have a conversation on the steps that need to that you guys would need to take in order for that to happen. So you can turn even making a vision board into something educational for your children. Another one, I have artists in my homes. My daughter, if she doesn't have her own canvas or something to paint with, then my blinds, my walls could possibly, there's no could, have actually become victim to her artwork. And, you know, if you know anything about me, I am very neat. Very neat, and keep a very neat and tidy home. And so that did not sit well. And so it's just like, no, ma'am, you're going to have to clean this up. But creating paintings with them, you never know. Artists kind of show themselves very early in life. But definitely getting some paper, getting, you know, chalk, and going outside on the street or the sidewalk or your backyard if you're able to, and just, you know, draw away, create away, right? But again, canvas paints and stuff. And again, you have to, you know, don't get too mad when stuff fly all over the place or whatnot. You know, you set it up, paper, with your newspaper, magazine paper, paper towels, whatever, and just allow them to have fun. If you want to add another layer to it, though, go get some things from outside and paint those things, or add them to your painting. That could be really fun to do. Honestly, truth be told, you could take some things from outside and make it into a painting. So getting different leaves and figs, the tree figs and different things, and you can create something that way. Two more for you guys, and then I'm going to let you go. A movie day or night, that is something that is very easy to do. It's something that I have done with my kids for years. There is at least one movie night a week, or, you know, even if we have opportunity during the day and we watch a movie. But you can make it even more interesting by choose a movie or some cartoons or something from your day. Right. My daughter loves Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I mean the original one. She loves Sonic. And to know my daughter, she's extremely prissy. So I never would have thought that. And I'm just like, oh no, Barbie. Oh no, we're going to watch, you know, these things. And she's like, no, Sonic, Minions, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And it's just like, okay. I love it for you. I'm here for it. But you can allow them to just see something new. I know my grandparents love the old Western cowboy movies, and you don't see many of them out nowadays, but hey, expose them. You never know. They may end up loving Western movies themselves. You just never, never know. And then my last one, oh, I want to add, and make sure you watch something that they are interested in as well. So it's like, to make it fun for both, like, hey, you know, my son is really into spiritual movies now. I am too, but I'm not going to lie. I have my moments where I'm like, okay, I kind of want some action here. And he's like, no, I want to watch, you know, I want to hear the story of Job. And I'm just like, oh, okay, if you say so. And my last one is do a dance party. And listen to all genres of music. You can, you know, they have clean versions of movies and of music out. You don't have to be listening to songs that, you know, we absolutely should not have been listening to. You know, R. Kelly's Bump and Grind. You know, just you may want to stay away from those things. But have a dance party. Do you hear me? Just dance. And again, it's exercise. It's laughter. Because you guys, you know, show them some of your moves. You know, the robot. All right, guys. So sorry about that. It told me I was trying to reconnect. So I hope you guys can hear me. And for those that are still with me, thank you. But just make sure that you are laughing. Make sure you are enjoying the different things, whatever activity you choose to do with your children, your grandkids, nieces, nephews, or even if you're babysitting. Just make sure you're having fun and you enjoy it. We have got to learn to laugh. We have got to learn to laugh at ourselves. If you fall down, just, hey, make it, you know, as long as you're not hurt, you know, crack up about that thing, because we need it, man. All right, so that is all I have for you guys. Thank you so much again for all of your support, all of your love. For those of you that send me stars, that send me encouraging words and messages throughout the week, I tell you, sometimes you're just like, Lord, are they listening? Am I supposed to continue doing this? And he always sends a reminder, and so I'm super grateful. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Remember, have fun. Laugh in whatever you do. And this has been your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Stay tuned as I come back with you next week for another topic. Peace.